Fiddle. We call him Teddy Bear most of the time, or Sugar Bear. And of course, bluegrass music is not complete without an old-time fiddle, and we have Bonnie Beverly doing the fiddle playing. Let's do Baby Blue Eyes for him, Bonnie.
Tears on my pillow, I'm dreaming of you.
Did you ever use a thumb pick at all in your play?
Yes, years ago I used a thumb pick a little bit, maybe when I played for a round and square dance where I had to play 15 or 20 minutes at a time. It was easier for me to hold.
Mm-hmm. Well, do us another soloing feature.
We're going to do some banjo picking, and I'll kind of put a few runs or try to in on this one. And David, if you'll do a little bit of Dear Old Dixie or something like that, while we'll pick for them, all right?
Thank you.
maybe some of the fellas might want to have a question before you go. If anybody has a question, like to ask Red about the guitar, about his playing the guitar, well, we will listen.
Good.
No questions. Okay, thank you, Red.
Yeah.
Thank you, fellas. Ronnie, right. John. Red Smiley in his guitar style. Of course, I asked Red backstage why he made the D run a lot, you know, and he said because when he and Don started out, they sang a lot of songs in D, so he had to learn that, and that's the reason. The next man I've known, I guess 15 years personally, and I know what he can do on a guitar. 1940, he recorded with Bill Monroe, the first session that I think bluegrass music was ever recorded on. And of course, in that session, he did a thing featured on a guitar called The Mule Skin of Blues, which has become a classic for him and also in this field. But he worked with Bill Monroe for a number of years, and I think he's the man that a lot of, well, all the guitar fellas with the thumb picks and the fingers and all learned it from. I know he picked up ideas from other men, but he was the first man on the big station in Nashville to be heard with this style, and a lot of the fellas picked it up by listening to him. And I'd like for you to make him welcome, a friend of mine and your friend too, Mr. Clyde Moody from North Carolina.
All right, and it's good to be here today, Carlton, and especially with all the fellas that I've known for many years. And I played some of the tunes that Bill Monroe and myself played. I believe we did these things, Bill, it was 1983, wasn't it? Something like 83. That'll get it. I got the Red's band here to help me out. Let's do the first and an old one of mine. Well, I know. This old tune here, I think, was the first song that I ever attempted to write along about 1936. And I went with Bill, and we recorded on record. And I played it back here. It's been re-released, you know. And it doesn't even sound right. It sounds too far back. I don't know. So we'll pick it. Here it is. My mind. I'm leaving you where you are.
it all the time.
Well, I see they remember that one, don't they? Six White Horses. And we picked one out here. Boys, we'll get in C chord and we'll play a little bit of John Hardy. Can we do that?
Chance here, J.E. Maynard wrote me a letter and said, tell you hello. He couldn't come
right? Out. Well, I haven't seen him in about 100 years either.
Yeah, you used to work with Maynard.
Wade Maynard, yeah.
Where did you first hear the guitar played? Now, I'm not talking about the first man you saw do it on radio or what, that you heard this guitar and wondered what a man was doing.
I guess might have been maybe 7 or 8 year old, not on radio, you know.
Yeah.
But there was a fella in my hometown played a 12-string guitar, mm-hmm. And so that's the first one that I tried to learn on was a 12-string.
Well, what caused you to use as many fingers, and I'm writing a book, I call it Flogging the Guitar. What caused you to do it that style?
Well, it's hard to explain, I guess, because. I tell you, when I first went to work with Bill, there was only Munro and myself and a fiddle player on the Grand Ole Opry for maybe a year or so. And you had to play hard in order to sound full.
Awesome.
And that's the reason for Munro playing such hard mandolin, you know. And I think maybe that would be it. We'd go out on the road, Bill can vouch for this, many times, and people say, well, where's your other guitar player? Well, yeah. I don't have but one, just Clyde.
Yeah.
He said, well, on the Grand Ole Opry, it sounds like there's two of them. And I'd beaten the fool out of both of them, wasn't I?
Yeah, you was doing a fine job, but I used to listen. In learning, if a boy wanted to learn, now, of course, we have some of the other boys that use maybe a thumb and one finger,
uh-huh.
and some use a straight pick and all. In learning, how would be the best way to learn to play like you do? And I noticed when you're playing, you'll have maybe three strings that are still vibrating
mm-hmm.
Because you've hit one and the other and then the other before the first one stopped. How would a boy learn to do that? How would he learn to do it?
Well, it's a sound that he can pick up by himself playing the guitar. Just continue to practice.
Now,
you know, when it comes to you.
Up on the neck, do you just steal chord like you would like the other boys?
Oh,
do?
Yes, yes.
But you
indeed.
Just play.
But it's your rhythm, you know.
Rhythm. Mm-hmm. And play. Just use more fingers, actually. Keep more notes in that.
That's right. You got your thumb going and your fingers coming, you know. So you play that.
Any questions for Clyde? Yeah, Jim.
On the Mule Blues that they recorded, is it true that Clyde and you and Bill both were playing the guitar on
there? No, I was playing the mandolin on there, and Munro was picking the guitar. That's right. That sounds not even logical, but it's true.
Well,
yeah.
Both of you made a fine change, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, do us another one and something that I tell you, I've got a request, because you know we've traveled together, and maybe these boys, I don't know whether they've ever seen Clyde Moody, but John Henry to me, because you do,
oh,
I believe you put
me.
A minor in that.
Yeah. Right,
and I don't want to even put you on the spot, if you just do a little of that, I believe they would enjoy it.
I was missing the whole thing because I've been used to sitting down and playing. You know, as you grow older, why, you have to sit down and play. And we'll play one more here, a blues thing that I wrote many years ago. Let me get this down a little bit. Maybe I can do it a little. Get an E card, boy. And we can...
I believe he selected Mac Wiseman to be next. Mac is a ballad. You like? It's one note right after the other. We hoping that Don Reno gets here in time to work on the guitar workshop, but he left New Jersey at 2 o'clock this morning, and he should be in at any time. So we're looking for him. And following this one will be the mandolin workshop, and of course tomorrow the banjo, and Don Reno will be on that, and we hoping he'd get here, but if not, we may have him do some guitar. And of course tonight, Doc and some of them are going to do some guitar on the concert tonight, featured part. If the Stanleys are ready and George Shuffler, we'll get them up here now. Are they ready? All right, just let's give a big welcome to Carlton Ralph Stanley and George Shuffler, please. Hello, Ralph. Carter, George, we'll let y'all take over and do some numbers, and then we'll ask you some questions.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sure is nice to be here today with you. Good to see all of you. It's a little sunny out there, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Sir? All right. All right. We'll be here all day, as far as I know. I'd like to introduce the boys here. I think you've met John Palmer playing the bass fiddle, one of the finest in the country. Has anybody got John a hand today? Ralph Stanley over there with the banjo. Bernie Wright here with the mandolin. George Shuffler with the guitar. And I'm Carter Stanley. That's the best I can do. Mountain gals, I guess, then. Thank you. blue, wondering why I left you behind.
Hey, damn boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Feet are right, never wrong.
Remember the night we strolled down the lane, our hearts were getting happy then. You whispered to me when I held you close, we hoped the night would never end.
Get in, boys, go back home,
go back to the girl you love.
Be there right, never wrong.
Thank you very much. Now, we'd like to try a couple of solo numbers here that I doubt if we've ever done for you before anywhere, at least one of them. Ralph don't know but two, and he'll sing one of them. And I'll sing another, so that'll make two. This one here goes like this, an old Carter family tune. I don't know who wrote it, but I remember they had a record, I believe, on it. And everybody's got records. Uncle George has got records, huh?
Yes, sir.
You can get them at the courthouse anytime you want. I'd rather be a single girl sailing on the sea. Oh, sailing on the sea, than to be a married girl with a baby on my knee. Oh, with a baby on my knee. That cradle and cry. Oh, rocks that cradle and cry. Shoes on them feet. home. No shoes on them feet.